I'm sorry, I don't want to be so emotional. I can't help it.
No problem. Just let it happen. So, you're not in control.
Right. So the thing about like all thoughts being all lies, you know, really saved my life, because like I've always thought about suicide and been suicidal. And I was very feminine and I was very insecure and very unsure of myself. And I had all these people telling me, oh, what a pretty girl I would be. And, you know, how I would be so fierce and just like how my life would be like that. Like they convinced, I allowed the devil to convince me that.
Ashley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. So I just started this job. Well, this is the reason why I called, but maybe I could start with asking you a biblical question about like having a reprobated mind. Like, what does that? What does it mean to like? What do they mean in the Bible when they say like, oh, you have a reprobated mind, like you're under
to worship the devil? Your mind, your thoughts are evil. And your thoughts are all ego, because they are the nature of the devil. And your thoughts, which is imagination, intellect, and the intellect hate God and hate him.
But then, like, how, what is there coming back from that? Because Christians make it sound so permanent, like, you know, like, oh, you're just like, you're under a reprobated mind, and that's just it, and you can just over to the side somewhere and forget about you.
Pay no attention to what the Christians are saying. They are lost. They are living in a reprobate mind as well. But what you do is, now that you see that you have it, you start doing the silent prayer so God can bring you out of the thought. You're one with the thoughts, and you are identifying with them, the so-called good one and the bad one. You think that is you creating thoughts. You think is you creating feelings. You think that they are you. You have identified with them. But now, if you become aware of them, you would disidentify with them, and the Father, the truth, would take them away from you.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for a while.
Yes.
And I noticed that it takes me a minute. Like, it takes me I take a minute to, like, wrap my head around things and, like, fully understand things.
Right.
And so, like, just, like, the simple thing of you saying, like, all thoughts are all lies. Like, I'm sorry. I don't want to be so emotional. I can't help it.
No problem. Just let it happen. So, you're not in control.
Right. So, the thing about, like, all thoughts being all lies, you know, really saved my life, because like I've always thought about suicide and been suicidal. And like it got to a point where it was here recently, like I just couldn't take it. And I just, you know, I reminded myself like what you said, like all thoughts are all lies all the time.
How old are you?
I'm sorry.
How old are you?
I just turned 43.
Okay.
And I've been like, it's been a journey, because like, since like I was 18, like I just been like, I took off and like I've been running away from myself. Like when I was a young teenager, like I was really influenced by, you know, my older brothers. And one of my older brothers is like a drag queen. And like being around him and, you know, his friends, they influenced me at a young age, you know, telling me like, oh, you know, because I was very timid and very feminine. And you helped me wrap my head around it, you know, because I was... I was that way because my mom, like, she had three boys, and she was basically a single mother, and, like, she got into a relationship with this woman, and, like, I basically grew up with two mothers, And, like, they just felt like they needed to dominate the boys and, like, be in control, like you say, you know? And I was very feminine, and I was very insecure and very unsure of myself. And I had all these people telling me, oh, what a pretty girl I would be, and, you know, how I would be so fierce, and just, like how my life would be like that. Like, I allowed the devil to convince me that was what was tripping me out, like, because I didn't know, like, why I was so different, like, why I wasn't into what the boys were into. Why was I into what the girls were into? Like, what was wrong with me? So when I tell you, like, when I turned 18, like, my mom, she let me, you know, do what I wanted to do, because I made it a big thing. I wrote her this long letter and telling her, I felt at the time like I would kill myself. It's either I would be a girl or I would kill myself. And so, like, from 18 to 43 is, like, a long time. A long time to be taking the hormones. And what comes with the hormones is anxiety medication, depression medication, and other psychotic medications to help you, you know, like, manage the fact that you feel like you're something else when you are what you are, and you can't get away from who you are and what you are, and what you are is okay. And it's like, I never heard like men talking up and making it sound so so good and so great to be masculine and to be manly and to be a man. Like, I don't know why my environment was just so bombarded with the women, is, you know, like, the women power, and, like, just the whole idea of, like, men having to, like, be slaves to women. Like, I didn't want to be a slave to a woman. I didn't want to be, like, a workhorse and whipped. Like, I don't know. Like, oh, God. But I know, like after the pandemic, because I worked in a hospital setting at the time, and I had, I was overwhelmed one day coming into work, because I had been struggling, because things had been so different because of the pandemic, and I just couldn't take everything that was going on. And plus, I was dealing with my own stuff with being, identifying as transgender and trying to live this life, whatever. So, like, I stopped everything. I stopped taking all the medications and stuff and the hormones and stuff. And so it's been a journey from, like, 2021. And so, like, I've just really been trying to stand up as best as I can, you know, just, like, being who I am. Like, I didn't have, like, any massive surgeries, you know, like you say, like, you know, putting on women body parts onto men and stuff. Like, I didn't do any of that. And I'm glad that I wasn't able to, because I definitely tried. I definitely tried to. And it was either me not being financially able to do it at the time, or, you know, being here lately, the insurance is covering a lot of things. I had a difficult time getting approvals for stuff. And so I'm glad that it didn't happen, because I just want to be myself, you know?
Yeah. And your question for me is what?
So I say all that to say, like, I just got this job. And I'm like, there's two, okay, so two managers are women and one is a guy. I only have been in contact with one of the women managers. And so the other woman who's a manager, she texted me yesterday on my day off. That was my first day off. And on my phone, like, when I don't recognize a number, it goes into, like, this private area, and it doesn't really, like, I didn't get her text message until this morning. And so I just want to be apologetic about it and say, you know, I'm sorry I missed your text. But I'm being advised by someone who I respect. And he's telling me that I should say, you know, I'm terribly sorry, and just be so apologetic. And I'm like, I don't want to be groveling at her feet. Like, I honestly, I apologize. I didn't get the text message, and trying to let that be it.
Hey, you're right about that. That's all you have to say. You're right. Don't be licking boots like that. You apologize. You didn't get the message, and you apologize for it. Just simple as that. You don't have to go beyond that.
Now, should I do that by text message, like this morning, or should I wait until I come in on my shift today?
Since you got the message, you can call her or text and say, "Oh, apologize. I didn't see your message till now," and just leave it alone. But let me tell you this. I want you to know for sure, I promise you this, without a doubt or anything, you're not a transgender. You're none of those things that the thoughts are telling you. The suicidal thoughts are not from you. You are none of those things. We are all possessed with evil spirits in our mind and emotions until we return to the Father, until we realize within ourselves that we are wrong. And you're going to start to see that you are not your thoughts. You actually have never made up a suicidal thought. You have never created a feeling. You're none of those things. You're possessed with evil because when your mother turned you away from your father and caused you to become angry, the spirit in her, which is evil, recreated you in her image. And the reason she is a lesbian because she resents her mother as well. It's this anger.
Jesse, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. But you know what she says about the relationship? She says that she was only in the relationship because she wanted to take us out of the project. And no. So she did it. She did it for us.
And that's another lie.
She was never
a
lesbian.
But still, the devil set her up to do that. She was influenced to make the wrong decision like that. That decision was made by evil. It wasn't even her decision. Just as when those thoughts tell you to kill yourself or commit suicide, whatever, it's the same spirit that told her that. Oh, you pretend to be a lesbian so you can get out the project. There's a better way to get out of the projects. That's not the right way. But I want you to start working on yourself. And it sounds like you are already. But stop identifying with the intellect. Stop identifying with thoughts and feelings. That's in the mind and in the physical body, but it's not who you are at all. You don't know who you are yet. The real Ashley have never done anything wrong. You're not a sinner nor a saint. You're not angry or whatever. It's not you. The anger is not you. You're not your emotions. You're none of those things. So you got to stop calling them you and don't identify with them. You're not a transgender or any of those things. That is the false spirit that made a home inside of you. That is the spirit that God said that we must die from. And the only way you're going to die from them, you got to stop identifying with them. Don't call them you. It's not you.
All right.
It's not, God is not judging you at all because he knows it came from that spirit of anger, evil, enter into your mind when you resented your mother. When you became angry as a kid, it opened your mind up for the spirit of evil to enter in, and it has been controlling you ever since because you thought it was you. You think it's you, and it's not. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You don't even know who you are yet, but once this false identity dies, the real you will appear, and the real you you're already free. You have perfect peace. You are created in the image of God. You have never done anything wrong because Christ came and he took away all our sins, so you have never even sinned. The only thing you're doing is believing the lie in the thoughts. And then you have people around you approving or agreeing with the lie that's in you because they're controlled by the lie that's within themselves. So don't call yourself those things anymore.
Okay. And another thing, like, I guess it's like one thing at a time with me. because even at work, like, my boss says she, like, refers to me as she, because it's, like, it's on my ID and everything, and that's how I've identified for so long.
Right.
And
well, just tell her I'm not a she. You can refer to me as a he now. Just say it. Just say it. I'm a he. Don't call me a she.
Yeah.
Have you forgiven your mother?
That's been a really big thing. And I'm like, I'm right here with her. I haven't.
Meaning that you live with her?
I think about it every day. Yeah.
You live with your mother?
We are right now. Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I highly recommend. You forgive her. She couldn't help herself. It was done to her by her mother. And the spirit of evil lives in her. And so she couldn't help herself. Just as you can't help yourself, the same thoughts and feelings you get, she get them too. So she can't help herself. And realizing that you could not help yourself would cause you to realize she can't help herself. And you go and apologize to her for resenting her and forgive your father for not protecting you from her. He didn't know how to deal with it either because his mother's in him as well.
And that's so deep when you, I heard you say that for the first time, and I'm like, that's so true.
Yeah.
I needed my father to protect me from my mom.
Yes. Do you know where your father is?
Yeah, I do.
Well, contact your father and forgive him. Ask him why didn't he protect you from her. And you're going to see he couldn't help it. He loved you. He just, and when he left her. He didn't leave you. He loved you.
It would be easy to just call him and tell him that, but it's kind of difficult to get to him because he's like 6 hours away.
Well, if you can't FaceTime with him and you can't get to him, call him and talk to him.
Okay. All right.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Every morning, every night? No.
Do it every morning, every night. Start seriously working on you. So you can overcome all false identities.
You know, I look at your crew and, like, you know, and especially you, Jesse, like, you're just like a, like this steady ship that's in the night that's just constantly just moving forward. And, you know, regardless of, like, how the wind may blow or the waves may move, you know, you're somehow heavily anchored in the water and you're just, you're moving along, and it's amazing to see an example.
Well, if you, you know, that same spirit that is driving me is in you too.
I really do. It's, I really do.
It's in you too. It's totally in you, but you got to watch the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're none of these things that the thoughts are telling you. You're neither good or bad, right or wrong. So God said in order for us to live, we must die. What you must die from is all these false identities you have taken on in your life because you didn't know then. Now you're starting to know. And as you, as those things are dying, the real you will start to live. You will live. You will have an amazing life because you're allowing the Spirit of God to come in and take control. And he, your life is already laid out. And you just live your life. And people would come after you. They would try to hurt you. They were jealous and envy and whatever. And the devil would try to tempt you in your head, but that would change. He would have to depart from you. But you got to do the silent prayer morning and night. And during the day, bring your mind back to your body so you don't be thinking about the past or the future, which doesn't exist. Just work on you, man, and you're going to have an amazing life. God is not holding this thing against you. He's never punished you. He has made you free. The real you are free. The false you is what you've been identifying with.
All right.
And so as far as your boss, hey, boss, I didn't get your message. I apologize. And then with your mother, forgive her. Don't have any expectation from her. She apologized for her, she's not fine. And then eventually you'll be able to move out on your own.
All right, and I'm going to definitely call you back and give some advice about the proper way of doing that.
Absolutely. And stop calling yourself a transgender. You're not a she. You're a he. And be okay with coming back to your natural self. You'll be fine, all right?
All right. All right. Thank you.
All right, man. Let me know how it goes, but do the silent prayer so you can come out of thoughts. You can all see right. them rather than being in them.
Yeah, I do watch. I do observe. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, bud. I wish you well. Call me back.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Amazing.